Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jacob Romwitz, and today we will be concluding the second chapter of Maseches Peah and beginning the third chapter. So yesterday we said that if thieves harvest his field, he's exempt from Peah. Furthermore, if he harvested half his field and then thieves took the rest, he's exempt from Peah. But what about the opposite case? What about if thieves took half his field and left him the rest? So Mishnah Ches says, Katsruha listim chetzya, v'katzer hu chetzya. Thieves came and took half of his grain. They harvested half his field, they left him half, which he then harvested. Nosein peah mimasha katzer. He has to give peah from that which he harvested. Katzer chetzya umarchar chetzya. If he harvested half and then sold the other half. Halokeach nosein peah lakol. The one who buys it has to give peah for the entire field. Katzer chetzya v'hektish chetzya. If he harvested half his field and then he gave the other half as hektish, he gave it to the Beis HaMikdash. Hapodem miyad ha'gizbor hu nosen peah l'kol. The person who redeems it from the temple treasurer, he has to give the peah for the entire field. Let us look in the Barton Neuro. Well, it doesn't have any commentary on the first part, which is if the thieves knock it down, take it away, and leave him half, then he gives peah on the half that he harvests. That's pretty obvious. He's not obligated for what the thieves took, so he just has to give for what he actually harvested. But the next part says, Halokeach nosein peah l'kol. If he harvests half his field and then sells the other half, the buyer has to give peah for the entirety of the field. Shechovas ha-peah mima shekatzar. So the obligation of peah is on what was harvested. Nishar bezeh hachatzi shekana halokeach v'havi ki'ilu lo macher lo. It remains in the half that the buyer acquired, and it's like he didn't sell it. Elamasha hanishar besadeh achar sheyotzi mimenu hapeah sheroi lahotzi meoso sadeh. So it's sort of like if I sell you my field, it includes the peah that has to be given. So you've got to deduct that from the overall sale. V'chein hapode miyad hagizbor motzies hachetzi shepada hapeah haru'uya l'sadeh kula. Similarly, the half a field I harvested, well, the peah for that and for the other half of the field is still among the standing grain, so the one who redeems it has to remove that from what he purchased. So in all these cases, once I harvest my field, the peah is at the far end. I didn't get there yet. You take the rest of the field. That includes the 1/60th of the field that's going to go to peah. You have to give it from what you purchased. That's the end of Mishnah Ches and also the end of Perek Beis. Let us move on now to Perek Gimel and Mishnah Aleph. Mabnos hatvua shebein hazesim. Beds of grain, of produce that are in between olive trees. Beishamai omrim. Peah mikol echad ve'echad. Beis Shammai say you have to give peah for each individual plot. Beis Hillel omrim me'echad al hakol. Beis Hillel say you give for one plot on all of them. Umodim shim hayu roshei shuros ma'orvin shehu nosein peah me'echad al hakol. But Beis Shammai do admit that if the heads of the rows combine, then he can give peah for one on all of them. So what's going on here? The olive trees are spaced out. There is land in between them. So it's intermittent. Olive trees, land, olive trees, land. So the question is, are these fields individual, or are they one big field that happens to have intermittent olive trees among them? So this is the difference of opinion between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. So let's take a look in the Barton Neuro. Malbnos, these are beds or patches, arugos meruvos, ubishvil sha'asuyos kidfuse halvenos kurian mabnos. So these are square beds of produce, and because they are shaped like bricks, I guess they're rectangular, that's why they're called mabnos, from the word for bricks. Shebein hazesim, they're in between olive trees. Fuhu adin l'kol shar ilonos. It doesn't have to be olive trees. It could be the case with any type of tree. V'nokat zesim l'ashminon da'afilu zesim shechayavim b'peah lo mafsik l'beis hilo. The reason it uses the example of olive trees is that these are required in their own peah. So, according to Beis Hillel, look how strong their opinion is. Even the olive trees that have their own peah are not considered an interruption in between these plots of land. Certainly, other types of trees that would not be obligated in peah would not be considered an interruption. An olive tree is so important, it has its own peah obligation. Even so, it wouldn't separate between these plots of land, according to Beis Hillel. But it's not specifically olive trees. That's just an example to show you even olive trees. B'Shamay Omrim, Peah Mikol Echad Ve'Echad. Beis Shamay say you have to give peah for each plot of land individually. Mikol Malben U'Malben, from each of these bricks of land. Ho V'Amidos Ha'Arugos, Piske Piske, Ve'Ein Misarvin Ze'im Ze'. Because they're separated, they don't intermingle with one another. Ksavrei Beis Shammai demafsik zeisim, because they believe that the olive trees are an interruption between the plots of land. Aval hecha derashei shuros misarvin zemizeh, but where the heads of the rows do mix with one another, modu delo mafsiki, then they would agree that it doesn't interrupt, that they can be considered continuous plots of land. Ubizman shahilonos meruchakim zemizeh, and when the trees are very far from one another. Achibakarka beisa shehu chamishim al chamishim ama einbo asara ilanos. Until the trees are so far away that a plot of land 50 amos by 50 amos, which is about 75 feet by 75 feet, doesn't have 10 trees in it. Modim beis hillel shenosin peah l'chol malben u'malben. Then beis hillel would agree that he has to give peah for each of these plots of land individually. To hold the ha'ilanos meruchakin near in hadivarim shelo bishvil ha'ilanos nasu ha'mobonos. Because the trees are so few and far between, then it would not seem that these plots of land are not contiguous because of the trees. So they've got to be not contiguous because they're separate fields. Ubizman she'ilanos ritzufin v'yes asara ilanos bepechos mi beisa modim beis shamai shenosin peah achas al hakol. Conversely, when the trees are very close together, so you've got a lot of trees, you've got 10 trees in less than a 50 by 50 amma field, then even Beis Shammai would agree that you can give one peah for all. So when do they differ? Lo nachaku ela kishiyesh asar ilanos bebeisa. They only differ when you have 10 trees in a plot of land that's 50 amos by 50 amos. That seems to be the dividing point, and then Beis Hillel would say, it's still considered one plot of land, and Beis Shammai would say, no, that's already when it's considered multiple plots of land. That's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Join us tomorrow when we will continue with Mishnayos Beis and Gimel.